Okay, City Council meeting for Tuesday, July 20th, 2021 is called order. Invocation by Councilperson Johnny Blaylock, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and for those that are gathered here. We ask for your richest blessings on them and on this city. Be with us tonight as we make decisions regarding the city. Give us good judgment and wisdom. Be with our city employees as they continue their work throughout the city. Please take care of our police and fire, protect them, and all the employees of our city. Thank you again for being our Lord and Savior and for all the blessings that you bestow upon us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers. Councilmember Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock.
Here.
Councilmember Boyd.
Here.
Mayor Kennan.
Here. Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Considering our previous minutes from a regular council, committee of the whole, 6/15/2021. There are no objections. The reading of minutes will be waived or any corrections to the minutes. There are no corrections. Minutes stand approved as written. Any reports, announcements? Everybody? All right. Where's Ken?
Where is Ken?
All right. Moving to auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in SWIFT supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Okay. This time, we would like to recognize some very special people. So,
there she is.
Bring in the lemon.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Penny Huey. I'm Vice President of Programs and Education for the Coastal Alabama Business Chamber. We service both Gulf Shores and Orange Beach. This is Zesty, our mascot for a program that we run called Lemonade Day. It's a program we put on every year in the spring for kindergarten through fifth grade students to teach them all about being an entrepreneur and running a lemonade stand. So it's a wonderful opportunity. We have kids from all over, from Foley to Gulf Shores to Orange Beach, all participate. And we finished the program in May of this year and had just a really successful year. And then the mayor and council reached out to me, and they wanted to provide a special recognition here at the City of Orange Beach Council meeting to recognize some of the students that are here in Orange Beach that either attend Orange Beach Elementary School or are homeschooled here in the City of Orange Beach. This year was really kind of unusual and very exciting for the City of Orange Beach, as we had three different categories in which the kids competed for awards and prizes. We had the best tasting lemonade competition. We had the overall best of the zest competition. And all of those students came from Orange Beach schools. So they took home all of our first place awards this year, which is pretty cool.
Yay.
So I believe Ken had some recognition maybe. Do you want to read them off, Ken, or did you want me to? Or
I will read the standard certificate, and then we'll present them for the appropriate category. How about that?
That sounds perfect.
That
yes,
way,
sir.
The certificate kind of covers the whole program.
Awesome.
All right, certificate of recognition. Whereas Lemonade Day Coastal Alabama is a partnership between the Coastal Alabama Business Chamber and South Baldwin Chamber of Commerce, the free program is geared toward teaching children enrolled in K through fifth grade the fundamentals of business. Whereas the Orange Beach City Council and Mayor proclaimed the 15th day of May 2021 as the official Lemonade Day in Alabama. Whereas Lemonade Day is an event that demonstrates to young people of Orange Beach that they are important and citizens care about their future. Whereas the City of Orange Beach recognizes the participants of Lemonade Day, a program that advances life skills, character, and entrepreneurship, and extends congratulations to, and then we have categories. Is that fair?
Yes, sir.
And then it was on behalf of the mayor and council, we recognize and we'll have their students. So now, how many, show of hands, how many are here? I think we only have a couple of them.
Summer camps and vacations. It's difficult to round everybody up in the summertime, but we do have some participants here tonight.
Are you the Meehans? Okay, so we got those right here, Mayor. So I will read their name. It's a little confusing. These are the Meehan sisters. Gabriella, would you stand up, please? And Sophia. Congratulations.
Yeah.
And
they're the Sisters Lemonade. They had their stand out in front of GT's on the Bay and stood out there on Saturday morning and sold lemonade while people were waiting on their table for lunch.
Congratulations.
Okay, and they are known as the Sisters Lemonade. Is that correct? That was the name of their business. And we also have, are you the Eliminators?
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got, if I call your name, please stand. We've got Ryder Burkhart, John Thomas Bullman, and Bo Bullman.
Let me tell you a little bit about these three young men. They took home the Best of the Zest Award, which is the highest award that we do in competition. They have their first place ribbons with them tonight. They set up in front of the Floribama Yacht Club, and their whole theme, get this, they were lifeguards, and they were there to rescue your thirst. And the branding, I mean, these kids were thinking like adults that have marketing degrees don't even think. They had lemonade flavored Powerade they were given to the patrons there on the beach or selling rather. They, you know, totally looked the lifeguard part. They had their theme down, their tagline down. They were running and getting people. They weren't waiting for people to come to them. And all of the judges were just so impressed with these three young men. So I'd like to give them another round of applause, please.
All right, if you five would make your way over here, and we'll take a quick photo and give you your certificate of recognition along with Zesty.
One other thing I'd like to mention, this program is completely free for students to participate. We do that through sponsors, and two of our main people are here tonight that are our sponsors. They're from Columbia Southern University. So if Vicki and Teresa would give a little wave too, we can't put on this program without their generous support. So thank you.
Don't forget Zesty.
Yeah, gotta get Zesty in there.
Get Zesty in there.
There we go. Somebody gotta help the mayor get up.
Yeah.
And hold on, Greg. And just for the, I know we've got some watching on Facebook that couldn't be here tonight. So we also had the Lemon Brothers, which was Finn Bussey and Walker Long from Orange Beach Elementary School.
Not the brothers, Ken, the bros.
Oh, they're Lemon.
Very particular about that.
Lemon Bros. I'm sorry,
Bros.
Lemon Bros.
Lemon Bros, yeah.
And they set up at Sam's on Canal Road. We had Lemonade, which was Lucy Elizabeth West. And Lucy set up at the Orange Beach Golf Center. And then we had, were you Sisters Lemonade?
Yeah. Y'all
were, so we had Sunshine Sisters. They were at Wolf Bay Lodge in Foley, and it was Blakely and Ellie Walker from Orange Beach Elementary.
Yeah.
And then we had Lila's Lemonade, Lila Saffold, and she was in front of Mint Decor on Beach Road. And then we had Aloha Aid, Seely and Azalea Lewis, who had set up at Boggy Point Boat Launch. So this was all of the winners, and I think heavily, like you said, Orange Beach students. So that was awesome.
They showed up, for sure.
They did. Awesome. Congratulations.
Always.
Mayor, Council, just real quickly, I want to commend Penny Huey. Does a great job for us at the Chamber, our education initiatives. We're so excited to partner with you all the support you give these families, our chamber. We're really excited that our junior leadership will be kicking off next month. our When School Starts Back, and we have a great number of folks, juniors and seniors from Orange Beach High School that will be participating this year. Look forward to continuing working with you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for doing it. We appreciate it very much.
Bye, Susty.
And for anyone on Facebook that their child, if they want to stop by City Hall, we'll have these certificates. They can pick those up here.
Okay. Y'all ready to move on?
I think so.
All right. Yep. Moving to unfinished business under ordinances, second reading, ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Mississippi Avenue PDUD.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Further discussion? All in favor? I'm sorry, call the roll.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennedy?
Yes. Moving new business under resolution. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order. Thompson Engineering, design, bid, construction. Administration services, repair, replacement, Perdido Pass, Seawalt Park, following Hurricane Sally, $104,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Sawgrass. Civil design, land surveying, construction, engineering, inspection, waterfront boardwalk, cell camp to GTs, $28,500.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Is that going to connect with the existing boardwalk at the Art Center?
Yeah, I think our goal is a continuation.
All the way.
Yeah.
We're losing so much.
Yes.
To the wave action, I think we're accelerating it. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Which would be the Nancy Lane property to the east of Sale Camp, back to the GT's line.
Yes. Thank you.
And while we're on it, can I make a note on the previous one? On the seawall, we found out today that we will get reimbursed by FEMA for their percentage for redoing the seawall from Sally, which is great work. Nicole Ford, thank y'all for all that work and that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of task order. Sawgrass. Civil design, land surveying, construction engineering, Rosemary Trail Cabins, $45,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing a franchise. Christy, Lacole Bishop, Hoop, Bama Beach Shuttle, City Limits, Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a professional services agreement. Color Architecture. Architectural Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of professional service agreement. Barter Associates, Structural Engineering, Related Inspection Services, $15,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement. Jacob Morris. Fall 2021 Dinner, Theater, Performance Direction, Expect Excellence Program.
Move to adapt.
Second.
Any discussion? When is it and what is it?
Jennifer.
Yeah, not here. So.
Jessica Lakes, the creative director. It's the Addams Family Musical, and it will be October 7th through the 10th at the Event Center. So it's the Dinner Theater Styles.
Okay. It was a shameless plug.
They are creepy and spooky and altogether ooky.
Yeah.
And auditions are open.
They are for Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
Just email me if you'd like some information. JJ Langston,
is Uncle Fester going to be in it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. And Lurch.
Lurch.
You should try out for Lurch.
Lurch. Yeah.
See?
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of performance contract with Brandy Reeves Tennis Instruction Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
Discussion?
Discussion, please. Yeah. Mayor, so this person is filling in a void. Is it to do with Expect Excellence? Or?
Yes. Yeah, she's essentially like the golf coach that we have.
Right.
She's taking over essentially children's coaching and tennis lessons.
She's collecting her fees independently.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
Correct. Independently, but also with that, just like the golf pros we have, there's a certain amount of pro bono that we'll require to work with Expect Excellence or children that would like to be a part of the program but may not can afford to it, and we kind of deem that ourselves.
So you'll be administrating that, Jonathan,
yes,
through your roles, right? That's all. I needed clarification. Yeah. Thank
She's
you.
A teacher at the elementary school?
Yes, sir, for almost 10 years now.
Yeah. Great.
Think a lot of her. And the same thing, just kind of like we do with Alex. We see a need, or we want to have something to be able to funnel some DE kids to with Alex for golf. We'll do the same thing with her. And I will make sure that she does do her pro bono work just as we have with our golfers.
Thank you, Jonathan.
This is no money from the city. It's just in exchange for use of the city's course.
Yes,
right.
Thank you, Renee.
And it is not our fill-in for a golf or a tennis pro or anything. It's simply to provide services to the children.
Yes. To the children.
Thank you. Thank you, Jonathan.
Okay, any further questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing sole source purchase equipment to upgrade Bear Point Lift Station, Jim House Associates, $34,728.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. So we are moving forward with the identified needs a couple of weeks ago after the rain and the flooding in the low Pensacola, Alabama Street area. So I think we've all been briefed, but we're moving this at light speed because we want to try to hopefully head off the next issue if there is one in that area of Bear Point. Hopefully this will solve the problem. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the purchase of a vacuum pump truck, utilities department, $417,617.99.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. This is going to be part of our drainage program. This will be used all over the city to keep clear all storm drainage, piping, ditches, et cetera, et cetera. But we think it's going to make a big,
yes,
big difference.
Yes.
So. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle for the police department, $38,372.26.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of a change order. Gravoy aluminum boats, metal sharp, police boat amount, $5,248.
That'd be Gravois.
Not in Alabama. Call it what you want, Louisiana. We'll call it what we want, bud.
Say that one more time, Mr. Boyd.
That's all right. Y'all go ahead.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement with Mary Courtney, Orange Beach Schools Consultative Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. Who would like to tell everybody what we're doing? I think it's a fantastic, wonderful thing. I don't know where's our lady at.
This is someone that will help our students with career counseling, college counseling, admissions counseling,
college preparatory.
College preparatory.
The next level after high school, whether it be Armed Forces, college, that next level of after high school, these kids will need some assistance. And this young lady, I have not interviewed. I was out of town, but from discussing it.
Phenomenal.
This lady comes highly recommended, and she's professional in her career.
We are very fortunate to have her.
Yes.
So the other part of it is we have invested an enormous amount and expect excellence at the young age, and this kind of closes the gap at the end to give us some accountability to see where we're headed and to help that accelerate to make sure that it's headed in the right direction. Great program, impressive. You know, sometimes when you just see people and you're like, holy cow, they got it. She's just got her act together and what it's going to be and what she can do, working with all three schools, and I think it's a great asset for all of us. I wish my kids would have had it, and they were there.
And for moms and dads, it means money.
Yes.
Scholarships. So it's going to lighten the load of mom and dad getting their kids through school, whether it be career or blue-collar oriented, whatever it may be,
yes,
whether
sure.
it be college. So we're excited to be able to bring her on.
A trade, even a trade.
Yeah, even a trade. Exactly.
All right, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, moving to adjourn and then reopen the committee hold.
So move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Call the committee of the whole meeting to order for Tuesday, July 20th, 2021. You ready to call the roll?
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Considering previous minutes of work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 7621, they've been moved forward for review, moving to new business under resolutions. Resolution authorizes a franchise for Hoyo Rentals, LLC, remove, dispose of commercial solid waste, remove and transport construction demolition debris. Resolution appointing Michael D. Davis, reappointing Jeff Silvers to Construction Board of Adjustment and Appeals. Resolution adopting the City of Orange Beach 2022 Transportation Plan. Any questions on any of that? Any thoughts? Okay. Ordinances set a public hearing for the Romar Beach Hotel PUD 8-17-2021. Reminder, public hearing for vacation of right-of-way located East Andrews Lane, August 3rd. Reminder, public hearing, first reading of ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, Sunset Park, Lot 25, Casablanca Drive, porch encroachment, August 3rd, 2021. Any comments? Are y'all good with those dates?
I'm good.
All right. Anybody got any questions, thoughts, comments?
Facebook.
Anything for Facebook?
Mr. Bill Jeffries has three questions.
Who does?
Bill Jeffries. One, when can we expect the first performance at the Performing Arts Center?
Okay. He only gets one question.
So I'm not sure he can.
So, when can we, the new Performing Arts Center? Mm-hmm. We hope in the late fall, maybe.
Yeah.
Not sure. We're waiting. There's a back ordered video audio equipment. So, it's sort of do what?
Soundboard specifically.
Yeah.
So, but we're pushing as hard as we can.
Number two, when will the official speed limit be posted on the new section of the five lanes on Canal Road? I'm getting run over at 40 miles per hour.
I'm not even, I have something, Bill, I would really like to say, but I'm not going to.
Number three.
Well, it's going to be 45. The speed limit's going to be 45, and it should be, well, in the fall, they're coming back, if I'm not mistaken. Where's Kit? Kit, they're coming back in the fall for the permanent striping and finishing of the project.
You all passed a resolution, Kit Alexander Community Development, requesting the 40 miles per hour speed limit. It is currently 40 miles per hour per the plans. I have not heard back officially. They're having it reviewed, and they're going to get back with us. They said they didn't think it was going to be a problem.
Do we request 40 or 45?
We requested 45.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
That way, 161, Perdido Beach Boulevard, Canal are all 45 miles an hour.
Yes. That's what it should be.
Yeah.
Until the project is completed, meaning the contractor's insurance is no longer in place, unfortunately, it's going to remain 40 miles per hour until that punch list has been completely addressed, so it's going to be a while yet. We still have some paving that needs to be done. We still have some ditch work that needs to be done. The wet weather has delayed the final work, the punch list on the roadway improvement.
Okay, thank you.
Tell Bill he must be driving at midnight because you can't drive 40 miles an hour in the middle of the day on that road.
Number three, what responsibility will we as Orange Beach have at the new boat launch located just west of the toll bridge on the ICW?
I don't know that we have any.
It's in the city limits, so yeah. Probably police patrol.
Yeah, but beyond that, I think we will keep it clean and we will keep it up. And if we end up having to do what we got to do to make it look nice, because it's in Orange Beach, we will.
And we would respond there for fire or medical calls.
Yes.
So it's in the city limits, so it would be in our jurisdiction.
So essentially everything.
Because we do what we do.
Okay. Mayor, I'd like to mention one
thing. Anything else? Okay.
Just working with Ken Cooper and a lot of different folks. If you remember last year, Chris Litton and a lot of our efforts for many years working with the Blue Angels and the Navy base had kind of come to fruition. Then they didn't have the airship. This year, a lot of folks were able to see the jets fly by for multiple days. I think it was as many as 3 days during the show. And so they are including us in their flight pattern. So when the show ended, they would come through if the weather allowed. And I know on the last day it went as far as West Beach and Gulf Shores before they made the turn. So we're extremely appreciative of the Naval Base, the Blue Angels themselves, and everybody that puts coordination of the show. I think it's huge for our market.
Yes.
I think it's huge for the people on the beach to be able to see that multiple days, and it helps them choose us over other places. So huge thanks to them, and the shows were great. So,
yeah. Thank you, Chris. Raise your hand so everybody knows who made it happen.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, buddy. It is a big deal. When you get the Blue Angels to fly by your neighborhood.
Oh, it's huge. Right. Huge. It's huge.
So,
huge.
And they flew right over my house because I called them.
So I'd like to know we have an election next year. Ms. Francis is running for the State House seat. She's with us this evening again, so welcome. If you have any questions, you can ask her afterwards.
Can I mention one other thing?
Thank you. Please do, because I just forgot what I was going to say.
Give you a second. So if everybody wants to mark the calendar, Monday, August 9th, because we'll have one council meeting between now and then, but we're going to have an event at the Wharf called Mako's on Main. And this is sort of bringing all of our activities for back to school together. So this is really geared more at the Facebook watchers. But that's going to include all the, hopefully all of the schools will be able to communicate that out to the parents. It's going to culminate with or begin with the kids' night out activities that the police department for Orange Beach has traditionally done. Obviously, we're finishing the playground, and we're waiting on that product to be delivered. It's had delays. So you'll have all of the inflatable activities. Then you'll culminate as we get close to dark with the fireworks show and the laser show. So it's going to be a really neat thing. It's good for the community building, community pride. So hopefully everybody, you'll start seeing a lot of Mako's on Main. That's going to be Monday, August the 9th, I guess starting probably in that 5:30 range. So I would say 5:30 till dark. So it's going to be a fun event.
Two things. Have we talked about our skeet shooting team? Have we announced that we're going to have that?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about it.
Yeah, we're going to have a skeet shooting team at the high school.
Yes.
And Tim Harry, he's here, so I want to make sure let him know how much you appreciate him helping us with it.
Yes.
Chris has taken putting it all together, city property, getting ammunition donated. Thank you, because it does. We've got a lot of kids that have interest in this, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So second thing, not so much fun, golf carts. Registration and inspection is coming. So please spread the word. Based on Alabama state law, we're moving forward an ordinance. It will be in the fall. But your golf cart will have to meet Alabama state regs and be street legal. So please start educating yourself. We're going to try to get everything together so that you have access to what you need and how much it's going to cost you. It's going to be painful, but we got to do it, and it's got to be done. And I need everybody to spread the word, because a lot of people have golf carts that don't necessarily live here, and we can't have unregistered golf carts running around while our local folks who live here are registered playing by the rules. So spread the word if you would.
Can I mention something on that? So the basics of that will be the safety requirements, which would include headlights, not inappropriate, not mounted above the steering wheel per se, taillights, turn signals, and ultimately there may be some things included such as windshield and horn, but we'll see on that. So those are required by the state in their law allowing us to do that. And then ultimately it gives you time to begin to plan that various safety equipment for your registration to be able to pass it, and then you get your sticker. So all that's being worked out.
And rearview mirrors.
Yes, rearview mirror will be definitely part of it.
Yes, sir.
Yet to be determined.
Not part of the state statute. We read it today.
Always optional, but yet to be determined if we'll be required in our ordinance.
Some cities are requiring it, but we're looking at it.
The question is, if it flips, do you want to be able to jump out of it, or do you want it to roll over on you?
Truly.
So, I mean, we had that discussion today. So
I'll show you. I'll let you roll out. I'll throw you.
I'll take my chances with ejection. So,
well, one thing that's important that we will communicate, though, when I say that, you cannot – I would envision you would not be able to mount an LED light bar on the roof of your golf cart shining out from that elevation, because it blinds everybody. So my thought is anything above the steering wheel area becomes a problem, so it kind of puts it out of line. So we'll talk about alignment and what's appropriate and inappropriate.
Yes, ma'am. You will have to be 16 to legally drive a golf cart. The reason for registration, your cart will have a number on it, so that if we get a complaint, somebody calls and says, cart 15 had a bunch of kids on it, we'll find out who cart 15 belongs to. We'll go to their house and pay mom and dad a visit and just let them know that. I'm sorry?
They go faster than
the grown-ups. We understand.
Yes, we do know.
It is an issue. Unfortunately, when you call us for turn in the kids on a golf cart. By the time we get there, they're not there. So it's very hard to catch them. But if you get their number, then we can have a talk with mom and dad.
And a picture.
So, or a picture. Well, it'd have to be determined. There will be either a big old registration number on the side of it that you can, I'd rather have that than a tag number. You just see number 15, number 43, 101, whatever. That's much easier than trying to get a tag number. So
maybe something like a boat registration on the side that size has a minimum size. And then the other thing, as you said, 16, it also will require a valid driver's license. So that young person, per se, would have to at least have all of those.
Yes, sir.
Should be.
Mayor and City Council, I think I would be remiss if I didn't thank all of the, on behalf of the residents of Orange Beach and myself, thank you, the City Council, Jonathan Langston and his staff, every architect, contractor, engineer, all the city workers, and everyone that had anything to do with the health and fitness center that we moved into a couple of weeks ago. Being in athletics, I've been in quite a few of them in college, high school, and I can assure you it's second to none. It's very safe, it's efficient, it's very extremely functional, and even if you don't work out, you need to go visit this place. It is a wonderful, wonderful addition to our city among all the other things that we've got. You know, for the people that know me, you know, when there's something that happens in the city from the governmental side of it, you know, I don't hesitate to voice my opinion, as most of you know. I think it's important that also when something really, I think every resident here that wants to be a part of that, but one thing because of the price of it, and the other thing, the where it's located in the city, everybody here can enjoy that facility that wants to. And we appreciate that and all of the people that had something to do with it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Coach.
This Friday, the new freestanding ER department, it's called the Fed, South Baldwin, it's in Gulf Shores. They have their ribbon cutting at 9 o'clock. Alan, there'll probably be some snacks and some ladies for you to hug. So I'm sure you'll be there.
You need a ride.
So please make your put that on your calendars. And I do want to make one other announcement. Robert Stewart, I saw you come in. You are a huge part of this community, and we just send our heartfelt condolences for you and your family right now. So it's good to see you here.
Amen.
Yeah, we want to lift up all those in our community and also at South Baldwin Hospital that are dealing with illness right now, and keep them in your thoughts and prayers as well.
Anyone else before we close? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. As a lot of folks know, we had to cancel the rifle shoot schedule for this past Saturday due to the heavy rains we had on Friday flooding our range facility. I'm working right now on trying to coordinate getting all the instructors on to where they can come back on another day, and it's just hard coordinating that because they all have other things going on. But we're efforting right now to try and put something together so we can have a makeup day for that. Also, I would like to let everyone know that the Friends of Army Aviation, the group that brings in the Vietnam Huey helicopter, will be back on August 18th and 19th at the Wharf doing rides. It's $70 per flight. It's about a 15 to 20 minute flight. It's like a roller coaster at 1,000 feet. They do combat maneuvers, and it's a Vietnam era Huey helicopter flown by Vietnam pilots, and it's well worth the ride. They're a good group. They do a lot of good things. So if you get an opportunity, or if you missed your last opportunity, they will be back one more time this summer.
Thank you, Chris.
It's a wonderful experience. Cindy and I got to do it, and it's really a lot of fun. So I suggest you try to do it.
Don't sit by the open door.
I will never forget. What did his sticker say on the back of his
Said scream louder, I'm screaming too.
Yeah, scream louder, I'm screaming too. Yeah. I was, well, it wasn't very reassuring when I sat down. I saw that. I was like, okay. Okay.
We are moving forward with our gun range. Weather obviously has been somewhat of a problem, but we are moving forward with it. We are going to have open shoot on certain days when our instructor's out there for the public. Obviously, it'll be free to Orange Beach residents. I don't know what we'll do for those outside. All law enforcement, first responders will have use of our range from anywhere, even if they're visiting military. We hopefully will get the ladies' gun instruction going again. I shouldn't say ladies. I mean, a lot of us.
Firearms class.
Ladies, women. But
I've always wondered why it had to just be the women's class. Aren't there some guys out there that need to learn how to
shoot? Women didn't want the men there. I mean, that's,
oh, they I'm know everything already. I forgot.
Hey, you know, Chris, all right, you don't put live rounds in that. That's a...
They were too scared to come with the ladies.
That's good, Chris. I'm not going to touch it.
The door was open, Chris. You put that.
Okay, we're going to start a men's firearm discussion section class.
There you go.
Defensive class. How's that? The other thing, too, is we're looking at some self-defense instruction at our new gym and fitness center. Woody Speed is a certified instructor with a technique of Israeli technique of self-defense called, is it crawl? You tell me how to pronounce it, because it's not.
Krav Maga.
I've witnessed it, or I should say witnesses. Nothing personal. No personal experience with it. But but I watched some classes, and it's very effective, and I would love to get it going for anyone. This is for all ages and any person in today's crazy world. So we're going to try. I'd love to try to tie that in with the gun range and just all types of self-defense for our folks. So, yes, ma'am. We don't know who's going to move over yet. We haven't decided how we're going to set the classes up. Right now, that space is being utilized for a different type of training. It actually fits it better. Some will move over, some won't. So some will move to the tennis center, and it may become our yoga center. We're working. We have more classes, actually, than we have space, more demand than we have space. So we're trying to figure out, okay, what can we move into the new gym? So we haven't come up with a plan yet. Anyone else? Randy, good to see you, man. Randy Davis is our past representative from Mobile.
Daphne Mobile.
I give him a hard time about that.
Nice to see you.
I was his personal representative. And we both grew up in Chickasaw many years. A lot of friendly faces tonight here. Thank y'all for speaking earlier. I'm now working in governmental affairs at Columbia Southern University. I'm working with Dr. Joe Wilkins as he's recuperating from back surgery. So keep him in your prayers. A lot of work to do on my part there. I'm excited. They have a tremendous culture there, and I'm excited to be a part of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Randy. We appreciate all you did for us when you were in Montgomery.
Thank you, Randy.
Randy, I will note, great, great job of representing us in Montgomery. You did a lot of things that nobody knew that you did. You made a lot of things happen. And a lot of times when you serve like that and all those trips that people aren't aware of, we appreciate it, and thank you for your service.
Yes,
thank
absolutely.
You.
Anyone else? Anything else? Okay, if not, we will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?